Kevin, let's go to Joe because I want to lead into this with Joe. Sometimes defense is a state of mind. Sometimes you have the talent, you just don't live up to it. And to me, with Kentucky, they almost rededicated themselves to playing well on that end of the floor, and it was pretty obvious for the entire 50 minutes.
Oh, I agree. We had heard a lot about Kentucky and that they looked like they'd play defense, but they really wouldn't if you'd just be patient and all kinds of things. Well, I thought, as you mentioned earlier, I thought Joe Crawford did a great job making it difficult for Shane to get good looks. They were aggressive. They crashed the boards. Patterson's an outstanding player, and they played together. They played as a team, and I kept hearing everybody when we would go up to Lexington and hearing people there talking about how this was going to be a rout and what you were talking about earlier, that they just didn't seem to understand. This game was a trap that Vanderbilt was walking into, and they were going to have to be prepared for it. And I think the biggest disappointment was how they came out, how poorly they started the game and dug the hole early. And I guess the flip side of that is if you have 22 turnovers and are out-rebounded by 22, it's amazing you get the game to double overtime. So I guess they get some credit for fighting and hanging in there. But as you said, had chances to actually win the game if they take better care of the basketball. But that frustration continues for Kevin.
I think they're going to be fine. I really do.
Oh, I think they'll be fine too. I mean, it doesn't end the season. It's one of those that, in years past, you get down 16 in the second half in Rupp Arena, most teams are going to go away, and this team refused to go away. I thought some of the bright spots were guys like McClellan played very well. I thought Keegan Bell played very well. A.J. stepped it up in the second half. And, another thing Vanderbilt's got to figure out is why is he not much of an offensive presence at all in the first half and then comes on in the second? And a big part of that is he doesn't get the ball in the first half. He only took three shots in the first 20 minutes. So they've got to maybe do a better job of getting the ball inside and establishing him early. I'm sure that's something they'll focus on.
And, Joe, I guess a couple of the big concerns, though, when you look at the box score, you mentioned the rebounding, the free throw shooting, and just the general lack of offensive production at times for a team that's been terrific on offense throughout the season.
Yeah, I think the free throw shooting bothers them a little bit, too. Go 16 of 25, and a lot of those were, two-shot opportunities where they go one for two. And if you hit those, you really have a chance to win the game because you start taking that one-point lead in overtime and making it a two-point possession or a three-point lead, and now you're really putting the pressure on Kentucky to score to keep pace. And they just, for some reason, weren't able to knock those down. And, rebounding, you get out-rebounded on the offensive board 17-4. That's a lot of second-chance opportunities. And, in fact, Kentucky had 18 second-chance points. Vanderbilt had two. That's the difference.
But this is a tough stretch of games for Vanderbilt with Tennessee coming up next.
Well, you were talking about the timing situation of games, and, the conference did not do Vanderbilt a favor when they set the conference schedule this year. We have, after that home game to open up the conference play, six of the next eight on the road, and Kentucky and Tennessee back-to-back to open it. That's, nobody else in this conference is facing that kind of start to the season, but it's the hand they're dealt, so they're going to have to, suck it up and get ready to go play in a place that I know is going to be riled up and packed and ready to go in Knoxville.
And the women's team yesterday, a tough game against LSU?
It was an anomaly. I've never seen that before. They were 4 for 26 from the field in the first half. And Vanderbilt usually among the best field goal percentage teams in the conference year in and year out and just couldn't throw it, in the ocean and amazingly, we're only down 11 at halftime and came back, cut it to 5. But Sylvia Foles was just a little bit too much, and they end up losing 62-51.
And a couple of former Commodores playing in the Australian Open in the tennis tournament over there.
Oh, well, Bobby Reynolds has been very successful, and he's a guy we've kind of kept our eyes on a little bit to see, what he might develop into. He's won some of the tournaments on the smaller, circuits and has built his way up in the international rankings, and so that's a guy we'll keep an eye on. Of course, kind of hard for me to keep an eye on the Australian Open.
Well, I was just going to say, Joe, apparently when Kevin got up to milk the cows at 3 a.m., Reynolds must have been playing a match.
No, he was playing last night. Actually, I flipped over there and saw a little bit of the Venus Williams match, and they were talking about Bobby Reynolds playing, and he actually lost a 5-set match, and Julie Diddy lost as well.
Are you a closet tennis fan?
It's already like Wednesday over there, so maybe they can get a do-over by the time Monday rolls around. All right, Joe.
All right, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you.